The best tea in the city.
When you're mad, do you get even? Or lona ke lona ba le ba wusa. Aren't you just tired of being the bigger person? I know. We know all the right things to do. Forgive and let God. Listen. But be reflective here. Aren't you just tired of being the bigger person? Wena, walk over. Why is my family mara say you palame mara? Are you free from anger? Or do you want revenge? But we're talking about being free from anger versus you wanting revenge. Listen, a lot has been taught to us about forgiveness and all of that. We know what is right. We do. We know what is the right thing to do. However, the latent feeling of anger for not doing something about it also is a reality that we need to talk about. Hence my question, aren't you tired of being the bigger person, the one who must just forgive? Because after doing it, you think you're free, but you still feel like a doormat. You feel like taken advantage of. So, do you getting even? But it helps to balance the power you lost in the battle, so to speak. And I guess it depends on who, right? And what they did. So, have you served revenge and felt better? Have you served revenge, felt better, but just a little bit? I want us to go there because, yes, it's all good to speak about the positive side of forgiveness and letting go and choosing peace. Let's talk about the impact of you getting even. If you were to measure your happiness after getting even, what percentage would you give it? Hashtag free, or you want revenge? When Sepili Duma are, you talk about anger or wanting revenge, I don't hold on to anger, but at the same time, I don't let go with some people. I sidestep the issue, then revenge when they think I have forgotten. I can't be at peace if I let go. No. People get away with too much, man. Man, that's happy. For president. For president. When no ring.
Hey, tell her, Bratibos. Yeah, I could say Kokamoka Kahiso, but Hayeki Prestate reads. Hey, Bratibos, sorry to pick you on with Anda, however. Hey, and Nabam Bidagan Abagan Alepilum, Pibrati Hontol. Because of air, I guess, eh, woman. Hey, one essay lampinana fair, I go to her really.
Yeah.
Next, Bratty. I go to her really. Loga worrying, I go to her really. Why born a Bratty? But hey, take a dilanya na dead in you, man. Idunya na you, understand the Bratty. Sure, Bratty. Them not.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959. 3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
All right. Here are the 3 teaspoons on what qualifies for revenge. When somebody hurts you, your family, or even some of the special friends. Nothing hurts like seeing your loved ones hurt. I mean, we internalize the pain so much. Best and friends. Two, the only other way when you are justified and qualified for revenge is when someone threatens your livelihood. anyone who threatens your job. Our jobs, your livelihood. They're trying to make you lose money. How are you going to live this life? Hey, we got to CCMA. For ing, when you are the one who did me wrong. Some situations just deserve revenge, man. Damages your reputation. You know how, hey, you know how long it takes for you to regain that? People lie about you. So always make sure no one plays with your reputation. But Anka had the reputation, I had revenge. Wait, Lisa, Ebata! Am I right? What do you say? T, Oren.
Hey, Brati, I'll try to be short and I'll remain anonymous. Ne? I want to pick up and ne? Honali, this girl, like, Kempati, like, Achita, ne? And then Kamswarela, and then we went on, and then after that, I would say Zagayaka, Kotung, and Kadi Patota, Haikafela, Asipi, Lavaya, Tomontu. Next thing, Utobela Linaka phone, and then he like now Kinata Melekiriki Kupatswarelo Koyen. Wabona on that, I want revenge. And revenge, Yatengi, I'm sorry to say that on air, my brother, but revenge on Ekaibat. And again, Kinahana, Rikimele, Komavit, and Komukopelakova to have a swilling, the Mavitla Hale, and Atlo Superbo Pilova Haikaufel. Or I don't go patwarel. Sorry, Brati, for such a strong.
Hey, we're talking about the sweet taste of revenge. Sunya tu buaka hore, no. Leave it to the Lord. Yeah, we know, Sue. Hey, we know that. And we've been taught very well by our very own parents, ne? But one thing they did. Not share. Gore, I wonder what we say you shouldn't do. Hey man, it's got the sweetness, man. It's got the sweetness to it. Munetriki jana, man. Oh, sever revenge. And I think we're being warned from revenge because are you aware how evil sometimes our thoughts are? Are you aware when you are angry how evil your thoughts are? It's a buffer. Yeah, don't go there. Don't let that side of you come out. Isn't it scary though? That's why I love such topics because it sounds like I'm saying to you, you must have revenge. It's more introspection. Are you aware? How quite wrong when you want to serve it cold? Yeah? All right. Well, in. Dash, we're no ring.
That's it. Aye, topic I am saying, aye, it's very sensitive. Yeah, sometimes you feel like you want to be free, sometimes you feel like you want to revenge. But for me, I always look for revenge because I'm totally fast.
Revenge is beautiful. Revenge is nice. Yeah, yes, I mean revenge, guys. My revenge is quite simple. I stay away from you. I don't come. Neither do I call, you know, because you've hurt me so much that I don't even want to communicate with you because the next thing you're going to do is hurt me. And then I can't hurt you back. So the truth is, rather than going to good, like, let's say communication. For me, that's healing me. I find myself good peace because one thing for sure, uzung head, meaning I love you. So me staying away from you, bona, chonga, I'm happy. I'm in another peaceful moment. I'm happy for my kids. I'm happy for myself, the grand, and I'm happy. Revenge is good.
Under what circumstances would you want to avenge yourself, though? What would make you want revenge? Huh? Tell me. Okay, just give me a scenario where you're like, I want to an hour. I won't sit it down here. Will do the forgiving. Now I'm going to do the revenge. Under what circumstances? Talk to me.
For me, I think I was a revengeful person, but I realized that my revenge is not the revenge that is normal. Like I want to go beyond. I want me like to destroy a person. Like recently there was someone, he owed me money and I was willing to do anything. Like if it means denting your reputation, I was willing to do that. And his career was dependent on his reputation. So I was willing to go down that road. But then I realized that, you know what, it's not worth it. Let me just let God take over, because it was also consuming me. I was very angry, and it was also affecting my health, because I was just having some anxiety attacks and all of that. So, yeah, I've decided to be that person to just let go.
Have you ever heard how satisfying revenge stories are to hear about them? To hear how people served revenge and you're like, yo, I know I don't have it in me. I did tweet this earlier on. I said, sometimes I wish, but I just know I don't have it in me to do it. Eh? But there are those who are like, now I'll save it to you. I'll save it to you. Nice. And even listen to her name, Bilunolo. That's her name though. It is possible. And if possible, I want to bask in the glory of that revenge. Sometimes there is no peace without justice and vengeance, man. Injustice and letting people get away with it can really haunt you. That's what she says. Maybe you feel the same way too. What is yours? What is your take on this? Are you free from anger? Or do you sometimes feel like, aye man. Eona, I must avenge. What will make you say, I'm going to revenge? What is it? When they harm you, your reputation, when they harm your family, your kids, I don't know. When they take your money, I don't know. You tell me. Last clip coming up.
Hey, Mavalimiti Motokimo, and a camera of Shabshoku, Awanamotulekaifi, Wilmoranya, Ki, Okari, Awanamotum, Amkushabu Shukala, Aro Safaranyan. Mara, eventually, as you're plotting, you can't realize what it won't, you know, bring you peace. Habsabuzi, by seeing that person, Asafarito, Kushabu Shuku. Now, what I do, I walk away most of the time and cut all ties, like completely. Just this past Monday on Women's Day, I let go from something that has not been, you know, since February. I found out the cheating. And then I texted his staff, because I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him. So I just texted him his staff, and then it is over just like that. Can I go pay revenge? But then, you know, let, you know, nature deal with him.
Sisunati!
Darling!
How are you?
I'm so great. How are you?
Yazine.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to talk about the things that we have been warned, and from umakulu, from umama, from utata, from yeng, bona ne. The whole family is like, mtanam. Don't let that side of you come out. When revenge is sweet.
May I remind you that you are asking a Scorpio about revenge?
Akiri.
Ach. I think there's a time for it all, T. If I'm being honest, I've been listening all morning and it's like, I mean, sometimes you must forgive and walk away, and sometimes you must teach people a lesson.
Akiri,
man. It's not always, you know, for me, I hate always having to take the higher road, T.
Be the bigger person.
No, sometimes I don't want to be the bigger person. Sometimes I just want to make you feel what you made me feel. Mm-hmm.
And this is the repeat offender, or this is the first timer?
It just depends on how I feel. I can give you an example, like last week, you know.
Yes.
I had an embarrassing, humiliating moment with a taxi driver, and I was like, let me humiliate you and show you to the world.
Yeah.
Then his bosses found him, the vice chancellor, the vice chairman, it was the VC, the chairman of the board, the PRO, and him.
Yeah.
Video called to apologize. So it depends, you know.
Depends. You're right.
Imagine taking the high road then. Wouldn't have had what we have now, because that taxi rank now, people are behaving, it's so nice and peaceful because they know they're being watched.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Yeah, topic yao. But anyway, now if you did me wrong, I'll do you wrong. Ake mo samaria, ake mo di mo na ke tsore le di. If ke feela hore bile ke so be right hore ke tlo o etsa nthong ke ntseng yona. Ke tlo o etsa hampe and ebile le ba ka tla motho a tlo convince a re no, revenge is like a cold dish. Ake kene mona. Nna for me, ke tlo o etsa nthempe and ke feel happy because if a kwetse nthempe tlo ntse o buseletsa, so I wanna show you two can play the game.
Chesa. Hey. Ha la le lebo. Gabriel.
Ntate Mokoena.
Plus wena mona wa remela go gating kwa re botse.
Hey. Ntate Mokoena, thank you for a nice show on the street on the air.
Thank you my brother.
Ntate Mokoena, enga eish in tebso ko man and le revenge ke tebso ko ntotse eish. So different apart and for now I can say motho a kan dira wrong ke be angry in a way or I feel like I must do revenge. Eish. I feel like I can do something beyond revenge and beyond life. Mm. So I don't want that to get to me. Eskil motho a tseba gore le nna I can wrong somebody other angry and I expect le yena a batla react. Or understand that because of
what. So waipela uthiaka waipehela.
Yeah, so na revenge if you don't wrong me, my revenge to that person kore I must just mute.
Yeah.
I must just cut myself away from him,
yes.
Because of Kiabona no ona upilo kharana lena. So I just move away and Kiamota straight. I will see that just stay away from my life. Nalwena we won't get anywhere because of we'll end up returning the revenge and the revenge they end up leading to death. Or understand sometimes. Because
Rona
Machita sometimes revenge Rona leads to fight, physical fight. And that thing it end up more somebody might die, or understand. So I don't want to go there because I have a family to look after, so I don't want anger to take me to that level of revenge. That send a message, I'm very sorry to hear what happened to Odile Khai, the taxi driver. And thank you for your show, Tatumkwele.
Thank you, my bro. Give a gap. Nkuli?
Yo, Uncle T. Now I've always thought for I'm this forgiving person until this guy. Yo, Uncle T, I just can't forgive him. It's been 6 months, but that wound doesn't heal. Hakim Mona Felange, I feel like strangling him. So I don't know what's gonna happen, but I can't forgive that guy. And what makes it worse, it's because the remorse thing is a malady, but and he threatened my life. He's kukunona li drama. So for the first time in my life, I just can't. Uraki khoni.
Yeah, khunzi.
Malumaka.
Even your name says enough.
Bona, khunzi, enough. And then he sent the enough, he ba enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a halang, ne, mo wupilu, mo life. Mo to uruka elete, and you must learn.
Yeah.
Arkhan, ne, bari, sharp. Usinyedite, mo tuaret, yes, mo tuaret. Maramundi atengtaka, upunyo haiz. Cancel ba bang ba itse lo re lampo na ro itse king dai ke a o sa galla moyeng bona go betha ka some salt e ho ru tlwelo eno re bona tshino
metha ka eng
berge mala bona berge ke mala a re khantu wena wa sa berge ke mala le ha huwa ke 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 go di tseng I don't know. Then that was my sweetest moment, watching him suffering. Bon, arvala toilet. I didn't do it. Why? So sometimes they must learn, uncle. You know?
Kuro ena kwena bale ba maye ka castor oil.
Thank you.
Tava yekhunz. Joseph, we rappel.
Hi, Prachi. Now I prefer peace. I'm going to watch your mother. I mean, I am here, but because you know for how long should it go on? Maybe your revenge, yeah. what revenge I beg. I will hurt at him. So now I just leave it smoking.
Palisa, why not ring? Yes, it's gone. Tobazani, hi. Grand TK.
I want revenge. And I ended up being the one regretting it. You know when an ugly side of you come out?
Yes.
And then I vowed that day that I would never, ever want to see that side of me again. So now, I cut the plan. Literally, I cut you off. No. I cut you off completely. I don't even greet you when I see you, you know, and now you don't even greet me. Like, I put a boundary, a big wall between us.
Yeah.
I don't do revenge anymore. I just do it.
I think that's the part, that I wanted to, ignite today, Guti. The reason why we all run away or we all choose peace over revenge is because we all know that we have an ugly side to us and we do not want to bring out that monster.
I'm a nice guy. Yeah? I'm one of the nicest guys. Yeah?
Yes.
But in ugly side, those people that have seen ugly side, they get traumatized. And to your point, exactly, it's something that Nami, myself, I don't want to do this.
That's the scary part. What is that ugly side? Thank you, Tiam. Nombus.
Umandoza wathi yena dodwa ayiphili kodwa wakhohlwa ukushokoza ayini nombuso ukhona khona lapho eyakhe ayiphila ngakatholi irevenge yakhe. I-vulture, when it comes to irevenge, ngiyakumela ngingakasethela iscore. Ayipheli brati.
Alright, Sony, be the last sip. Welcome.
Hey, Brady.
Orange Fox.
Shepherdson, Brady.
Odla.
Munad. Hey, Brady, you know now I'm not the person who did revenge and stuff, ne?
Okay.
But my ex-wife, in fact, my wife, Brady, she was also divorced. That woman has cut me too deep. So she must feel the pain that I felt, Brady. She must feel the pain because only Maddie is blind. And like regularly enough, let's fix what went wrong. Instead, you have an answer, you jolly about jolly, Uditilia, and I go to my phone, and I have a little bit of attention at this. She must feel the pain, Brati.
So, Dreza?
Hey, Brati, you come on, tell each and everything, and I know. You want to see us not focus, but as a last night mix, Brati.
Bana?
Bana, give an abacker, as Barro. Nka si bana ba ka mokitse bang hore ba tlo sala ba le jang. Only Marie Brachi that woman. So yeah, she must feel the pain.
How ka motlwella fela o tlo etsa?
A ke sho Brachi. Like ke sho ra ke motho le di crutch. I've never come lomo wa ka kere I hate someone. I think this lady did what she did go. So right now all I'm thinking and all I'm seeing is revenge. Or she must feel the pain.
Aren't you afraid, Hore, this might actually make things worse for you? Because over and above anger, the ugly side of you is going to come out as well. So you'll be dealing with two monsters at the same time.
Right now, I do not have a role in the life.
What's your point?
Yeah.
One of the things that you're saying, you're a therapist, ne?
Yeah,
and I'm going to put you on hold. And I think we have one therapist that we always use here, and he'll
okay.
Because before we say anything,
okay,
and he deals with trauma because that's what you're going through. He deals with it very powerfully. So kopa ubuelena before we say anything.
Okay, but
ne?
Yeah.
Hold on. Tato will connect you with, I think it's Mr. Siswan. Our clinical psychologist. He's good. Oh, he's good when it comes to that. Pindi!
Yo, Brati. I nankare kwatla revenge, papa. Hey, what happened to me was very sad. Even though maba ashobona, but it happened before we started dating. Brothers gone to prekisile outside. When the baby's born, kana azoshoguta ege. Kashle, this is what happened and stuff. So how do I deal with such a situation? Hi, papa. I'm writing for revenge. Cause I'm not.
Tanjan! Whoa.
It's tough.
Whoa, what do you mean? Oh, funny revenge. Hi, Pindi. Hi, man. When this was when Bisa, I'm a COVID and I'm a blood pressure and a pocket. Oh, my man. Hey, man. Smooth, I'm not ring.
Revenge, it's good at one point. It's a bittersweet thing. Sometimes some people, they need you to sell them their revenge, to see they're a little bit of devilish inside you, because once you tend to be good always, they tend to take advantage and think, oh, maybe you're too soft. So giving that one one good revenge that you will never or she forget,
yeah,
it's the best feeling, just for once. Skies are hung out. One time, yeah. For one. Montezo, like pain, Lela, Zelo, which is ninja.
I use a life field call. Yeah, ne. You know, it's easier when you say to people, don't do this. But it's another conversation when you say to them, what happens if you do it? I think sometimes we need people to realize and see the impact of the decisions and the actions that they will make based on how they feel. Because when they see it, then they make better choices. Like what Gab said, very powerful. Hore, it brings out the ugly side of you that you don't want to see. And once you see it, you don't want to see ever again. So is there a way of saying to someone, don't go there, don't open that door, and then they hear you? I hope you are that person. Don't go there. Don't let anger do that. Don't allow it. You are freer without revenge. Cut the people out, mute them. You have that power, and be free. Revenge. It's jail. It holds you back. Choose you.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.